This is the Impactful Wisdom Podcast, helpful strategies for a successful dental career. Brought to you by the campus team of Heartland Dental. Now, here are your hosts, Kathy Tellis, Ashley Morgan, and Brian Perry.
We're back with the Impactful Wisdom Podcast
for
part two of SNDA.
We've got so much content from the students here. They've been so great about sharing their experiences in SNDA, what it means to them to be a part of this conference. A lot of first generation dentists coming
in. Oh my gosh, that gave me goosebumps. It was awesome.
Why they joined dentistry, hearing the students' stories has been so great. And then just like hearing that, like they have siblings, but they're first generation, whether it's undergrad, graduate school, first generation doctors in their families. So for them to be able to share that with us, we're very thankful for that.
Yeah, and on top of that, even just, you know, some folks that didn't know whether they wanted to go to med school or dental school.
Exactly.
Or just the hearing the path and the road that led them to where they are and how passionate they've become about it. And
I love it.
Being able to share those stories with their peers here at the conference. Mm-hmm. I don't even know the words to describe it.
Rewarding.
It's so inspiring.
Yeah, inspiring.
Yeah. Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah, yeah. You know, one of the students that came in talked about his mission almost in life.
Mm.
He was a student from Ghana. Man, his story was so powerful.
Awesome.
It wasn't even about dentistry itself and making money or like all of that. He was talking about being able to help his community. Mm-hmm. He's volunteering. He got his first dental care in 2017 when he came into the United States.
No.
2017. His first cleaning. Never had one before.
Whoa.
Never had one before. And he's like, I was inspired because my country, only rich people can get that.
Oh, my gosh.
And so, like, I need to do that. I need to be able to give that to
and
my community.
And help people. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I got goosebumps when he was talking about that.
It was such a lovely story. You could tell he was just, it was a fire that he had in his soul about wanting to learn dentistry because of his experience and then bring that to any underserved community that he can. I don't want to give, you know, his story away, but.
Because you're going to hear it.
Because you're going to hear it if you haven't already.
But what was so cool about it is that SNDA brings those types of communities together, especially for people of color who want to get into this type of industry, right? A lot of them, like you mentioned, is first generation dentists, and they've never really knew, like, wow, I didn't even know that I could do this until they met an inspiring or an inspirational person who mentored them, saying, yeah, I'm a female black doctor.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And let me take you under my wing. Let me help you, right? And then somebody else said, oh, I had like a mentor, and I just like watched them, and I thought, oh my gosh, that is so cool, the power that we have.
Yeah, the power of this SNDA community is amazing.
It's amazing.
And it's been super, like we said earlier, inspiring to hear why they joined SNDA and why they stayed.
Yes.
What I agree, absolutely. And I think what is really great about this conference is, you know, everyone's sharing their story about their why, but that's the next generation of leader that's going to be mentoring those. It's just going to grow and grow and grow.
Totally.
I just think it's phenomenal to see that starting to happen here live.
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah, totally agree. Well, with that being said, we are very, very excited to share part two of our SNDA Weekend with you. Join the Impactful Wisdom Podcast. Y'all can't see it, but we got Michigan in the house. Michigan in the house.
Go Blue.
Uh-oh. Hey. Okay, so you guys share your name, obviously your school, and then what year you guys are graduating.
My name is Berhana Skinder. I'm at University of Michigan School of Dentistry, and I'm a D2, so I'm graduating in 2026.
Okay.
And my name is Jordan DeVoe. I'm also a D2 as well at the University of Michigan School of Dentistry, and I'll be graduating in 2026.
All right. Okay, 2026 class. Yeah. Okay. So you guys, welcome to the SNDA conference. How has it been so far?
Man, it's been great. And shout out to Heartland for that, because yesterday was so much fun.
Oh, listen, you mean that welcome party?
That welcome party. Capital P party.
I don't think even we knew what to expect from that party last night. So it was super fun. I'm glad you guys had a good time. What have you guys learned so far at the SNDA conference? Because I know it's kind of early this morning, and there's a lot of different sessions going on. So what have you guys learned so far?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like a lot of things going on, which is pretty cool. I love all the different opportunities, just like for the Headshot Lounge, as well as the community service event that's going on.
Sure.
So I think it's like a lot of different opportunities to get into, which is really nice.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think as D2s, we're in such a like special spot because like there's no urgency to like network too soon. But so we're just learning a lot. There's a contract session coming up at 3. Ooh. So we're looking forward to learning about that.
What contract session? Who's going to be on that session?
I think it's you.
Ooh, it's going to be great. Okay. It might be. So for you guys, because you're D2s, you're probably not thinking about contracts quite yet, but it's such an important conversation to have. So we're just going to go through like the ins and outs of our dental contract, not specifically with Heartland Dental, but just what you should be looking out for when it time comes for that contract. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Kathy just passed me a couple questions for you guys. Okay, so as an SNDA member, what type of mentorship opportunities have you guys received?
Like to mentee?
No, like mentorship opportunities. So, have you been mentored? Have you guys been a mentor for anybody yet? Like, what kind of opportunities have you seen in SNDA?
Oh, absolutely. I wouldn't be here without SNDA. So, like, from the moment you decide you want to be a dentist, mm-hmm. like, the pre-dental journey, SNDA, like, from schools nationwide. Like, I was in California at a certain point, so UCSF SNDA held me down.
Awesome. And
so it's just sometimes you just need somebody to talk to, somebody to ask quick advice about studying for the DAT. Mm-hmm. And now that you're actually in dental school, you need the upperclassmen to give you tips. How do you study for this? Hey, I failed this. Can you help me? So
sure.
Yeah.
I think for me, SNDA has, like, really been crucial in my development. I remember being a pre-dental student and just going to like a host of different schools. So yeah. I know that Host Impressions Days, mm-hmm. and that was always like a big event that SNDA runs.
Yeah.
So I definitely felt the love and like a community there.
Just very welcoming.
Very welcoming.
I've been hearing that across the board today while doing the podcast. That SNDA is very welcoming. It's like another family, great networking opportunities to meet people and to meet people that also look like you.
Absolutely.
Right. I know that can be a big journey in dental school as well, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So one question I want to ask you guys also is, because you have such a great, looks like, relationship with SNDA, you guys mm-hmm. had a great experience. So any students that might be on the fence about joining SNDA, what advice would you give them?
Get off that fence and join. Yeah. No, seriously. I think, one, I would ask, like, why you're on the fence. But the moment you walk into the room, like, all your questions will be answered. In terms of, like, you belong here.
Yeah.
And you're going to need community. Yeah. So, come.
Awesome. That's a perfect. Okay, Kathy handed me two questions. Like, look at the double duty doing this double interview. Okay, why did you guys both decide to get into dentistry?
Oh, that's a nice question.
Okay, so, go ahead. Yes.
For me, I feel like it's similar to like some people, but I didn't see anybody that looks like me for a long time. So growing up in my hometown, I come from a small hometown. Mm-hmm. There were no like black dentists in the area. So it was very difficult to kind of like picture yourself in that profession.
Sure.
So my orthodontist, when I was in middle school, he was a black man. And that kind of like opened a door and possibility for me. Mm-hmm. And when I saw that, I was like, oh, I could maybe, you know, pursue a career in dentistry.
Yes. Yeah. See, again, so important, SNDA, you know, people that look like you, you can grow up to be just like them,
right.
Meeting mentor doctors that look like you as well. I love that. Thank you for sharing your journey.
Mm-hmm.
Love
Thank
that.
You.
What about you?
Absolutely. So mine's a little different. I was actually a teacher for 5 years.
Oh, I'm sorry, what?
Fifth grade. Yeah,
no,
fifth grade.
No,
math, so
no.
I thought I
was a 10-year-old.
Yeah. So I done seen it all, done it all. So for me, I had a childhood dentist who, I don't want to say specialized, but prioritized immigrants who come from other countries and who may not be insured or may not be able to find care elsewhere. Mm-hmm. And his name was Dr. Tracy, and he passed away a few years ago. Mm-hmm. And that was like a really big loss for my family.
Sure.
And you never think about something until you lose it. And his loss was kind of like the catalyst for me being like, okay, so if he's gone, now who else?
Who's going to do that?
Yeah.
Who
and
can
so,
fill those shoes?
Yeah. So I decided to, while I was teaching, I went and did a post-bac, and I was like, I want to be in dentistry. Like, I think there's a lot of parallels between teaching and dentistry.
Yeah.
And so it was a natural transition.
Oh, y'all, these journeys are amazing. Thank you so much for sharing them with us.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you guys, I won't keep you too much longer. We appreciate y'all stopping by.
Yes.
Okay, last question. What else are you guys looking forward to for the rest of the conference? I've heard the gala, but what are y'all looking forward to?
Can I say getting food in New Orleans?
Listen,
we've been
you
so
can.
Busy. We want to go out
listen,
and eat.
You can, listen, we didn't mention, we are in New Orleans.
Yes.
We are in NOLA. We have vacation food. Yes.
Yeah.
So you're looking forward to the food.
Yes.
I hear you.
I'm looking forward to the food as well.
Okay. Yes.
We're going to dinner together with our friends. So.
All right. Then you know what? With that being said, thank God for joining the podcast. Get you some of that NOLA food.
Yes. Thank you for having us.
All right. Thanks, Michigan.
Thank
thank you so much for joining me. Really appreciate having you here. Do me a favor, introduce yourself. Let us know who you are, what school you go to, when you graduate.
Okay, so hi, my name is Jennifer Okeomi. I go to University at Buffalo School of Dental Medicine, and I'm graduating in 2025.
Okay, so
yeah, seems very far. I mean, saying it out loud seems really far. So I'm graduating in 2 years.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And yourself?
Well, hi there. My name is Kanya Rimu. I'm from University of Buffalo as well, and I'm graduating in class of 2025 as well.
Yep. Yeah. So when does the actual mental countdown start, when you're actually saying, all right, 20
honestly,
months, 19 months.
The first day of school.
Yeah.
Yeah, with Gross Anatomy, it was a lot. I'm just like, when is this going to finish?
Oh, no.
Then also when the second rounds of loans come in, it's like, all right, so when is this going to finish?
Oh, so when
finish?
Is this going to stop? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Mm. Well, I certainly don't. It's funny. I don't envy you for that.
Same.
But I'm so envious of what you're going to be able to do for people. Obviously, I'm not a dentist, but I love being in the dental field and working with doctors, because what you're doing is it's literally life-changing for people.
Yeah.
It's so... I'm so jealous of you.
Mm-hmm.
But anywho, so hey, Kathy has grabbed us a couple of random questions.
Go for it.
They're very challenging and difficult.
Oh, no, this isn't school.
So get yourself mentally prepared for this. Okay, so here we are, obviously, at the SNDA conference.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you decide to attend the SNDA conference, and what are you looking forward to most?
Yeah, so I decided to attend because our school's chapter is pretty small. So
okay.
I knew coming here, great networking opportunity, also to see so many beautiful faces, be inspired. And then on top of it, I'm now the incoming president for our chapter.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. So also to see what we can do better and just improve.
It is amazing, you know, conferences like these, especially SNDA, the ability to network and work with peers from across the country, and then to your point, bring that back to your campus to make an impact, to make a difference. I think that's
big time.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And yourself?
I feel like she really pretty much touched points on everything I was going to mention. Yeah. Like, I think like networking was like really important to me.
Yeah.
And I have to admit, I really, really love the supportive community here.
It's fantastic.
It's been amazing. Like, everybody's been really nice. And we've just been learning so much about like what other schools have been doing and like how we can like bring back and like implement it into our own schools. Like, we've already been having conversations. So I'm really excited about that.
Oh, that's fantastic. And we're early on in the weekend, too, and you're already getting that level
of,
for lack of a better term, development, right?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Just the representation that we don't have so much at school, but it's like, okay, we're doing it. We're here. We're not as small as we might seem, but, the minorities, we're coming up.
And then bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger.
Definitely. This
Love
is
it.
Just a start. Yeah.
Awesome. So, great networking.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the sessions that are being held this weekend, what are you looking forward to most from those? Or what particular session? Or
I can like jump in and answer. We were literally just looking at the itinerary right now, and one thing I'm really excited for is the Shark Tank one. Mm-hmm. I've never...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it just sounds really fun. So I don't know what's going to be happening during that event, but I'm looking forward to it.
Ooh,
yeah.
Shark Tank.
Yeah.
Okay.
Same for that. And even the one that we went to this morning, the hygiene pack event, I was looking forward to that last night. I was like, okay, I'm willing to wake up early for it.
So commitment.
Yeah,
you're doing it.
But it honestly was great. Yeah. The presentation, working with others.
Yeah, they made it into a competition, so that made it more fun.
That makes everything more fun.
Except when you lose.
Well, then
but
it's not very fun at all.
Yeah.
Oh, were we on the wrong side of that? Is that?
Yeah, we lost.
They cheated.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We know we're winners.
That.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining me. Really appreciate you coming on the podcast.
Yeah,
have
thank
a great weekend. Great rest of the conference. And enjoy.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sitting down. We've got a long line of folks behind you who are super excited to join the podcast, but we wanted to chat with you. So if you could do me a favor and introduce yourself, give us your name, what dental school you go to, and when you're graduating.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm as excited as the people behind me. My name is Suramya. I'm an ISP, which is an international student at CU Dental. And I graduate in December. Yay.
Ooh,
oh,
yes.
Coming up.
Yes.
Coming up. So you must be counting down the days.
I am. But I have so much to do. It just seems like December is a year from now, but it's... I'm excited for what life has for me. So yeah.
So what is your international student?
Mm-hmm.
So you foreign trained. You're now completing your DMD here.
Correct.
What's the plan?
Well, the plan is maybe practice for a couple of years, mm-hmm. and then specialize. I would like to do an AGD probably, mm-hmm. or a GPR. I used to be a perio resident before, back in my country.
Mm-hmm. But now, your home country?
India. I'm from India. I should have said that. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Good.
I moved to the US in 2019. It's been very exciting and a lot of new learning experiences. But coming back to the question, the plan is to work for a couple of years, mm-hmm. then do a specialization. I've started really appreciating general dentistry when I came to the US. I think there are so many aspects to it, not as much as I used to do back home. So that's why I think I would like to be what they call it as a super specialist.
Yep.
Yeah. Yes.
That's the plan.
Love it. Love it.
I love that. And so when you said CU, is that Columbia University?
Sorry, that was Colorado University.
Oh, Colorado. Okay. Thank you very much for clarifying.
Yeah, you're welcome. We just have a habit of saying CU. We just think that everybody would know CU.
No problem.
But like, so we are Colorado School of Dental Medicine.
Okay. Excellent. Yes. Very good.
So I know Kathy has some, she's been asking surprise questions to all
okay.
of us.
You ready?
Today.
Yes, so as ready as I can be.
Let's see what she has in store for us. Yeah.
Sure. So as an SNDA member, what type of mentorship opportunities have you received?
Okay, that's an excellent question because I personally value mentorship a lot. That's like coming to the earlier question, one of the reasons I want to go into practice with probably a DSO also is to get mentorship.
Yeah.
So regarding SNDA, I have met a lot of people and seniors in the sense that who have told me about SNDA opportunities which are dental oriented, and being not an American, it's very important to promote diversity in dentistry, which has helped me in that aspect. Met a lot of people, conventions like these, other opportunities. I have a faculty member who are faculty in charge for SNDA.
Yep.
She's also she's an Indian too, and she really helps us see how I can make a difference in this profession, not being an American, while wanting to practice in the US.
Yeah.
So I think
that.
For me, it's like embracing diversity in general.
I love it.
And fantastic.
And being able to really build a community.
Right.
And I love that your professor or your teacher is actually from your country,
right.
so that she could actually give you the mm-hmm. things that she mm-hmm. went through to help further
yeah.
you in your career. I absolutely love that. Which, by the way, I do have to have a little shout out here. We are going to be hosting an international launch conference, a virtual one, in November.
That's
I would amazing. Love to have you join us on that. So
I would love to be there.
Yeah,
for sure.
We're going to have topics from immigration and a lot about.
So the process, the immigration process and sponsorship,
yes.
and
yeah.
What opportunities for international dentists can
mm-hmm.
look like,
yeah.
Specifically mm-hmm. at Heartland, diving into mentorship as well.
Mm-hmm. Mentorship is going to be
yeah.
a huge part.
It's going to be some great topics. Yeah.
So we're excited. We'll have to exchange numbers here.
Yes, yes.
Awesome.
We've met Heartland before,
yep.
like Colorado University,
yes.
and I think I've heard a lot of good things about Heartland. It's just that we were told that it's too soon to really hunt into DSOs right now, job opportunities. But at this stage, where at least my class is at, we are actively looking.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're about to graduate. This is really the time.
Yeah.
I would submit, too, for anyone, it's never too early to start having those mm-hmm. conversations. Right?
Yeah.
Doing things like checking out our podcast, which
yeah.
has some great information.
Yeah.
But then also just, chatting with different folks in the industry, whether it be different companies or operations people,
yeah.
obviously doctors, it never is too early to start having those conversations,
mm-hmm.
so you can kind of start to plan what you want your career to look like after you graduate.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because like you mm-hmm. said, you've got you are super busy right now,
mm-hmm,
right?
Yeah.
So adding another thing to your plate, it's got to be just exhausting.
Yeah. Because there's so many aspects to dentistry in the U.S. which are different from mm-hmm. where we are from. So we are still learning the ins
yeah.
and out, how the DSO works, how the insurance things work. So things are tricky and, you
yeah.
know, at this aspect, learning, having mentorship from people in your organizations or organizations yeah. like you is what I think is, for me, the priority.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then establish and then take it from there.
Awesome.
We love that you've been here. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank it's
you.
Been wonderful.
Our first international student, Dennis, came to the table. So, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. Hope you enjoy the rest of the conference.
You too.
And
we'll see you soon.
We'll see you soon.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us on the Impactful Wisdom Podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh my gosh, there's a whole line behind us. And they're interested in getting in the spot, and you got the spot, girl. I love that. So tell us your name, what school you're from, and what year you're going to graduate.
So my name is Charlene. I just got into my fourth year of dental school over at CU Anschutz, so in Colorado. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very hard to believe. It's been a tough and long journey, but I think always praying that I am always given the strength to do my best. I think I'm finally here. So.
That's amazing. Awesome.
Last year. I love it. It's so exciting.
You're counting the days. Yes, you're counting the days, right?
Oh, yeah. I am counting the days. But
when do you guys graduate when? When do you graduate?
I think it's May.
May or June? Okay.
May.
That year is going to fly by so fast.
Oh, I
enjoy every single moment.
it's gonna fly by fast when it's already done. I'm sure in the middle of it, it's like, gee, this is the longest year ever. You thought the last 3 years were long. This one, hey.
Right. Okay, so kind of talk to us a little bit about your journey into dental school. You know, obviously, you're in your fourth year.
Yes, ma'am.
What are you most excited about this upcoming year for yourself?
Oh, that's a great question.
So starting off, a little bit of background information. I did want to do something in healthcare. I started working as a CNA, so a nurse aide in a nursing home, and I really wanted to be in healthcare, but with going down that path, I realized I wanted to do something more with my hands artistically.
Okay.
I'm a huge DIYer, arts and crafts.
Are you?
I spent hours in Hobby Lobby in the same aisle, same spot.
I love Hobby Lobby.
Hobby Lobby, there's Michael's, like all the craft there. Stores, yeah.
And so you like the artistry stuff of things.
I love artistry.
So awesome. Okay.
And so just exploring all my options, I realized I want to have a career where I can incorporate my art into everything that I do.
Yeah.
And so I started shadowing my general dentist, and I was like, I wear so many hats, and one of those hats is to be an artist. And so I got into dentistry, and it was very tough at first, but having all these didactic classes and having to study all the time, I kind of felt like I was starting to lose that sense of my art.
The interest, right?
Right.
The passion.
Just like, not having it in there. And so I was like, I need to figure out a way. And so one of the ways that I was still able to keep my art in dentistry is that I started making study guides.
And
I actually drew everything in my study guides, and it was just using myself as a model and just drawing everything that I saw and being able to like create all these concept maps. And it made me love the craft so much more.
Awesome.
And so, and now even as a fourth year, there are a lot of first years who hear that, oh, Charlene has a study guide. It's like, oh, go ask her. And so I would just like upload into Google Drive. I send it to them they really appreciate it. And it's just being able to share that art with other people
is
very
so cool.
gravitating. And now being able to do things as simple as anterior restorations. I realized that if I were to ever specialize, I may never, ever get to do anterior restorations again. And so just like small things like that, being able to incorporate art into everything that I do. And dentistry is definitely the one thing that helps me do that. And I know that you asked me a question. Can I hear
it? You did it. You answered it
well.
Oh, okay.
You answered it.
And I love hearing that, right? So as you're going through dental school, you kind of lost that, I'm paraphrasing, but you lost that drive, but then you were able to find something to reconnect you to that passion,
right,
and then share that with others.
Yeah, you know, I think that's the important part.
Yeah.
What's the point of having a gift if you can't share it with others?
Yeah,
yeah,
you know?
That's awesome.
And you know, it reminds me a lot of the conversations that we're having with students this weekend is just the being here and being able to mentor or a network with peers and theirs and share those ideas, that collaboration that you wouldn't necessarily see.
Yes.
Somewhere else, or maybe even in another profession.
Right.
It's lovely to see that.
So tell me a little bit. You joined SNDA.
Yes.
And how long have you been? Are you a member? Tell us your role at SNDA.
So I was kind of reeled in by my best friend,
okay,
Gabby. She's currently the chapter president,
okay,
at CU.
Yep.
Excellent.
And she was like, Charlene, like, why don't you come in,
absolutely,
help in with the e-board or something? For me, I enjoy doing the background work.
I see.
You know, so I ended up taking over for social media.
Oh,
and
God.
So I am the...
She's making you work.
Yeah, but honestly, it's so fun. I just make all of these random videos, but being able to showcase all the things that we do at our school... And so
that's awesome.
Yeah, and like this whole weekend, I'm pretty much the one like, oh, here's a video over here.
Yes, that's awesome. That's artistry part of
you.
I think that's why I enjoy it so much. That's why I enjoy
part of it.
That is speaking to her for sure.
Yeah.
Charlene, thank you so much for stopping by at the SNDA conference,
yes,
coming by the Impactful Wisdom podcast. We're so excited.
Well, thank you very much for having me. Thank you for being here.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're more than happy to be. I love coming here. This is great. I love this conference.
Can't wait to see how your journey continues on.
Thank you.
Right, thank you so much.
Take care.
Have a good one.
All right, ladies, thank you so much for joining me at the Impactful Wisdom Podcast table.
Yes,
thank you for having us. Hi. Well, first and foremost, why don't you go ahead and tell me your name, what school you attend, and what year you graduate. So I'm going to start with you.
Okay. My name is Latavia Nash. I'm from Caswell County, North Carolina. I attend East Carolina School of Dental Medicine,
okay,
and I am a part of class of 2026.
All right.
Yay, first year. Yes.
I love that. From East to you. Go ahead.
And my name is Imari McCullough. I attend Howard University College of Dentistry, and I'm class of 2026 as well.
Okay, did you guys know each other before the conference?
Yes. We did.
You did?
We're besties.
Yes. Oh, you guys look like best friends, and I thought you guys went to the same school.
We actually got our master's together at Barry. So.
Oh, stop
it. And we lived together for 2 years.
That's how y'all met.
Yes.
That is so, so awesome. So what are you guys loving about this SNDA conference? Isn't this just amazing?
Ooh, yeah, it's
tell me what's the best part of it has been so far.
I think just seeing everybody.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people through social media, so actually meeting them in person for like first time, but we've been following for years.
Yep.
It's been pretty cool to meet everybody.
I love that.
Yeah, I kind of just, I'll say the same, just meeting new faces, because like she said, we see a lot of these people on Instagram, so to finally see them in person, that's great. I've attended some conferences and stuff before, so I know just the whole aspect of us networking, meeting new people, learning new things, like just everything that comes with the conference, eating food.
Yeah.
Partying last night. Like,
yeah.
Heartland.
Okay.
Channel.
Yeah,
and that was fun. So somebody
said party with a big P.
Listen, party with the big P, okay? So it was
and
fun.
This is my first one, so I'm really just excited.
Yeah, I'm excited.
But it was awesome.
It was fun.
Yeah. And so kind of talk to me, are you guys excited about different programming that you guys are going to learn today? What are you guys most excited about?
I think the one that I'm excited about is, I think it talks about clinical, how to like really... Honing on your clinical, I forgot the name of it, but
okay.
And help me, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's about like
I'm actually going to everything that
it's
allows
a lot of stuff.
To.
But that's
so much
main
stuff
thing,
for today.
Yeah.
I think that if time permits, I'm definitely going to be there. But I'm excited for every new thing. I feel like every session is going to have something new that we can learn that we don't know. So I actually look forward to it all.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, we're excited. I mean, it is like. The energy in the room right now. You can hear it. Everyone's around the corner. It really is so cool. Okay, here's my first question.
First question. Okay.
How could Heartland Dental partner with SNDA to increase awareness on your campus?
So kind of think about it. Both of your guys' school, ECU and Howard, is a little bit tough, right? Mm-hmm. I think a lot of vendors don't get to go on campuses very often, or can they?
I believe you can. You just have to set up like a lunch and learn.
Okay.
So yeah. I think you do that either through like class presidents or different organizations. So yeah. I think just reaching out to them, or we can have our presidents kind of reach out and set it up from there.
Okay.
Yeah, I would kind of say the same. I actually am the vice president of our club, and I know of our SNDA club, and I know a lot of times, again, like she said, if you ever wanted to do a lunch and learn, like we like doing lunch and learn, yeah. So that's fine. Like, we will be more than welcome to have you guys. Also, we have a lot of events and stuff too that sometimes we may need a little funding, right?
I understand.
Maybe if Harlan wants to sponsor funding, a t-shirt and wants their name on the back, we're all for it. So
love it.
Yeah. So I think
we have our team right over here too, so that we got to make sure that we get your guys' contact information so that we can help out.
What's up? Ashley will say hey.
ECU and Howard.
Yes.
Yeah.
ECU and
Howard.
Yes.
I love it.
I love the energy.
Okay. Really quickly.
Okay.
One more question. So both of you guys are D2 students, right?
Yes.
So what are you guys most excited about for this upcoming year?
Ooh, I would say just enhancing my hand skills more so. They're like way advanced. They're a little bit ahead of us, but we just got into more so working in the lab, more so this summer.
Yeah.
So this upcoming semester, that's my main goal, is to really just hone in on my skills and really just work it. And then also just kind of patient, just care in general. And also, I'm the community service chair, so I'm doing a lot more in the community as well. So.
I love that. Awesome. Okay, and
I think for me, my second year, like she said, at ACU, our first year, I'm not going to say it's tough, but we are...
You can say it's tough,
it's tough, okay? It's tough. And we're all year round. We have exams every Wednesday, so... Your DTU at ECU, you kind of get a break. So I am ready to enjoy more time off, doing more things on the weekend, because I did not have a weekend. So DTU year, again, I look forward to enjoying more time off. And again, clinic. We're in clinic more. We actually start seeing patients in April. So I'm ready to, again, learn more lab stuff, learn more as a student, as a self, as a person.
Sure.
Yeah, definitely as a person.
Yeah, just have the time off. Get a break.
Get a break.
Ready for that.
Well, I'm excited for this upcoming year for y'all.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for stopping by the table. We get to hear your guys' voice, so I'll tell all your friends and share this.
Yes, you guys.
Anyone on Apple or Spotify, anywhere you hear the podcast, all right?
Yes,
thank you, ladies.
Thank you so much for having us. Thank you.
All right.
Okay, welcome to the Impactful Wisdom Podcast. Hey, y'all. Thanks for joining.
Hey.
Okay, Meharry in the house. Meharry in the house. Shout out Nashville.
Yes.
I do believe somebody in the back lives in Nashville. And that would be our podcast producer, Eric, who's here too.
We love it.
Yes. Well, thank you guys for joining our podcast today. I know the conference has been just crazy and wild and so much fun. So thanks for taking the time.
Yes.
If y'all would just introduce yourself, give us your name, what school you go to, and then what your graduation year is.
Okay. I'll go first. Hello, everyone. My name is Layla Koyman. I am a official D2 now from Miami, Florida, and I go to Meharry Medical College.
Awesome.
Okay. My name is AC McGee. I'm a D2 as well, and I am from Jacksonville, Florida, attending Meharry Medical College.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you, guys. Well, welcome, D2s.
Yes.
What are you guys most looking forward to now that you're officially D2s?
I would say maybe like more dental stuff. So like getting into the lab. I know we have like fixed pros. We're going to be working on dentures and things like that.
Okay.
We had a lot of didactics last year and we only kind of got a little lab time.
Uh-huh.
But just like being there all day and everything like that, I'm really excited.
Okay, good. Okay, what about you?
Yeah, much of the same.
Okay.
I'm the type of person I like to work with my hands. So now that I don't have to be in the book so much and I get the... No, make stuff, fix stuff, see if it fits. That's what's exciting to me.
Okay, yes. I know, ditching the study and getting little hands
getting
on.
Our hands dirty.
Exactly. I know. That's what I've been hearing a lot when for our D2s coming in. Like, okay, we're done studying.
Yes.
We want to get our hands dirty and be in that clinic doing all the work with, like, patients and stuff like that. So that's awesome. Well, again, I was so happy to have you guys here. What have you enjoyed about the conference so far?
I feel like it's just very inviting. There's so many people, so many different schools, so many different cultures. I just love seeing everyone, getting to know everybody too, and just different opportunities. We're working with so many different companies like Heartland, Colgate. Yeah, so just being able to see everyone, seeing what the dental world is like and what our future is going to look like. So, yeah.
Awesome. And then what do you guys, like, what does SNDA mean to you? Like, why did you all join SNDA?
Well, I mean, we're automatically in it from our tuition.
so you had to.
Yeah, so that's a perk. But, you know, it opens doors for you to take advantage of opportunities that you might not even look for.
Okay, tell us about that.
So, like, coming here and meeting all the partners, meeting people from different schools that, you know, might give you career opportunities in the future. Or just meeting friends. Yeah. Because the dental community is small.
Yeah.
And so the earlier you put yourself into it, the better it'll be in the end.
Sure. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, definitely getting involved. Like, for me, I'm big on community service. So, like, I also did Impressions Day. There were so many different like things that we could do with that. So many different opportunities. So like being able to get connected and network and just get mentorship while helping the community as well and strengthening ourselves, that's really great.
Awesome. Well, I'm so glad to hear it. So I told you guys before you sat down, I'm going to pull a question out of my little jar over here.
All right, we're ready.
Okay. Don't be scared. Don't be scared.
Okay.
So why did you decide to get into dentistry?
Well, for me, it's pretty good. I like to work with my hands.
Okay.
So, like, any opportunity I get, I like to work on cars and stuff. So, for me,
okay,
it
so
was...
cars and teeth. Okay.
Right, exactly. Right.
But I was medical before this. I wanted to be, like,
you
a
were
physician.
Medical?
Yes.
Wow.
But I kept doing things that I didn't like. So, I shadowed cardiology, neuroscience, oncology, you name it, I watched it.
You didn't like
and it?
And
it kept turning out to be things that I didn't like.
Sure.
And then one of my friends convinced me, hey, come to the dental office one day. And then 10 minutes in, he was doing an implant. I was like, yeah, I'm going to do that.
And you loved it.
Yep, and I made the switch.
I'd love to hear that. Love to hear that. All right, what about you, Layla?
So, like he said, he was medical. I was pharmacy.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, I came into undergrad, into pharmacy because, you know, I just wanted to help people relieve their pain.
Yeah.
And so, I started working at Walgreens, and I liked the aspect, but I wanted to do more hands-on work.
Sure.
My idea was pharmacy was, like, kind of creating the pills and, like, packing it, the artsy part, but that's not really what pharmacy is all about. I know there are different fields, but, like, kind of there was, like, an act of God that told me, like, try something else. So, I started researching, and I realized that dentistry was for me. They have different like art. We can like, you know, scientists, engineer, and dentist all in one.
It's a lot.
And entrepreneurship too as well. I wanted to be able to open my business and put my brand and my leadership on social media to be able to impact more people.
And so, that's exactly what you can do with dentistry. You can make it your own and invite people to you and market yourself and brand yourself how you want to be seen in the community that you serve.
Exactly.
It's amazing.
Yes, it worked out. I'm so happy.
Well, listen, we are so happy to have you guys here. Okay, what else are you looking forward to for the rest of the conference?
Definitely going to Bourbon Street. Because I need the food. I'm a food guy.
Yes.
So I've had the basics, but now I was trying to taste the, I would say the stuff that you can only get here.
Is this your first time in New Orleans?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. But there's so much. So my family does a lot in New Orleans. My sister got engaged here.
Oh,
she got married here.
Oh.
We've done family reunions here. Oh. So I've got recommendations for you, but y'all just have fun. What I will say is, got to be open to the food.
Yes.
Try the alligator at least once.
Okay.
I had that in Florida. So I already had fried alligator, so I'm with
it. But it's different in Florida than it is here in New Orleans.
Well, okay, yeah.
I want to try the gumbo. I'm really excited about that. I do have like a French background. My parents are from Haiti. So,
awesome.
Yes. I'm excited to like read the words
and
everything.
See how it is here.
Yes, exactly.
Awesome. Go ahead.
I'm looking forward to just like the different meetings and everything like that. Women to women. I've never really seen that many women dentists. I know there are a lot now. I'm so confused how like we're outnumbering the guys. I never even knew that. But
I don't know how it happened. But when we saw it, I was like, oh, all these women dentists. Okay.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. We are here. So I'm excited for that and just networking and then the recruitment fair, seeing with different companies that SNDA has to offer as well. So,
Well, I'm so glad you guys joined us. Thank you again for joining our podcast. Y'all can download it anywhere you get your podcast, so Apple or Spotify. Y'all have fun the rest of the weekend, and thank you again for joining today.
Thank you so
thank
much.
You. Thank you for having us.
Welcome to the Impactful Wisdom Podcast, you all. I appreciate y'all for coming.
We
got a little what represented in the house? UNC?
Woo-woo! UNC Tar Heels.
That's right, go Tar Heels! I'm not biased or anything, but you know. I'm going to have you all introduce yourselves. Please tell us your name, obviously what school you go to, UNC, and then what year you guys graduate.
Gotcha. All right, my name is Devarian David. I go to UNC, obviously, and I'm on Rising D2 right now.
Okay, Rising D2.
My name is Kennedy Chioma. I also go to UNC AOSOD, and I'm a rising D4.
All right, awesome. And Kennedy and I met at launch. He was there just a couple weeks ago. But also, I think you have a specific role in SNDA on your campus. Would you like to tell us about that?
Yes, I do.
Mr. President.
There it goes. I'm actually transitioning out of that role.
What?
But officially, I'm still, yes, the current UNC SNDA chapter president.
Okay, tell us, what does that role entail?
So, on the local level, I represent UNC's SNDA chapter. We put on tons of events throughout the year, fall, spring, summer, ranging from mentorship, networking events, such as this,
yep,
on the regional level. A lot of work in the community. Mm-hmm. Namely, one of the main things we do is care clinic,
okay,
in Durham, North Carolina, where every Tuesday weekly we offer free dental care to the local community.
That's there. Amazing.
That's one of the flagship things our chapter usually does. We do a lot of social events to try to, you know, galvanize our dental community, mm-hmm, stay together, stay connected. Yeah, so that's just like some of the things that we do.
That's awesome. And you said you were D4, so you're going to be graduating next year. Mm-hmm. So then, ooh, Dr. David, coming in to SNDA, what has that been like for you? Since you, because you said you're a rising D2, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So what's
D2.
Your experience been like?
It's been amazing. I love SNDA. I started the USNDA chapter at ECU, and then now I'm the VP, rising VP of UNC's SNDA.
Rising VP?
Yeah,
okay,
rising VP,
hear that,
SNDA.
I heard
so,
that.
Yeah, I love it. Talking about events we put on, I was in charge just this past year of putting on all the Black History Month events. Had a great time with that. Did trivia, educational events, most of our cultural food tasting events.
Wow, amazing.
Yeah, a lot of great things that SNDA does. I love being a part of that help or outreach to the community.
Awesome. So I would ask you guys, because you guys sound very involved in SNDA. It sounds like it's been a great community for you. So for anybody new coming in or was maybe on the fence about joining SNDA, what would you tell them?
I would tell them to do it. Like I said, I've been doing this since undergrad, was starting that chapter at ECU. Honestly, it's a sense of community for me. I don't know. I'm first-generation undergrad, first-generation grad student.
Wow, amazing.
So getting to see people like Kennedy be older than me further along in the process of dental school for me, I think it's a great representation piece. You gotta,
awesome.
You'll know what you can be until you see it. And I think SNDA provides
That's
that.
That's amazing. I love that. I love
Absolutely.
That.
I would piggyback on a lot of what he's saying. SNDA is one of the main reasons I chose to come to UNC.
Okay.
During my interview, we had like a post-interview luncheon that was hosted by SNDA, and I got like a first-hand glimpse of like how strong their like sense of community was.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a really dope like family atmosphere that they like cultivated amongst themselves, and it was just beautiful to see that all in a, you know, community of like-minded individuals pursuing,
sure,
dentistry. So it was a no-brainer for me. I feel really safe and comfortable amongst my peers in SNDA, so a lot of my friends happen to be in SNDA. So
yeah.
Safe is that key word, though, especially at UNC. You know, we'll call it what it is, PWI, we'll call it what it is. But
safety
is a big thing that SNDA provides.
I have been to UNC multiple times. Like, I love UNC, it's great,
yes,
but you need a sense of community of people who also look like you. Mm-hmm. And I know that joining SNDA is great to see people that do look like you, think like you,
yep,
and are doing the same things that you're doing. So I know that sense of community can be very important, especially
absolutely
at a school, as you mentioned.
Yes.
Absolutely. So I fully understand that. So we're going to go ahead and pop into the little secret questions over.
Let's
I'm just kidding.
Into.
I'm not going to throw you. Don't worry. It's not scary. Okay. What does it mean for you to be a part of the 51st SNDA National Conference this weekend?
Oh, well, this is my first one. I'll take this one.
Okay.
This is my first one. It means a lot to me because I didn't realize how extensive the history of SNDA was. So to hear that this is the 51st, I've only been alive 24 years. So, I mean, this has been going on longer than I've even been around. So
not dropping the youngness. My pearls at the youngness of it all.
Yeah. So, I mean, just to see it still thriving. And then not only the students coming and showing out, but all the NDA members coming,
yes,
and coming back and supporting still all this time. I think that,
yes,
means a lot. To
all that mentorship
all
you
that
can
mentorship
see right
you
there.
Can see right there. People are accessible. And I think that's the biggest thing that I've seen so far at this conference.
Awesome.
Absolutely. Again, piggybacking on a lot of what he said, I think my biggest takeaway, so the first time I went was last year in Orlando.
Mm-hmm. That was your 50th anniversary.
Uh-huh.
That was a really big deal. I remember that one last year, yeah.
Yeah, because I think they had like suspended, you know, in-person conference activities,
yes,
for a couple years due to COVID.
Listen, we all remember COVID.
Yeah. Tragic times.
Let's forget about it.
Yeah. It's in the past.
Well, wash your hands, keep moving.
And hand sanitizer.
Yep. I see it on deck. But it's just the sense of community that you feel on a national level.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice to see. You know, you get to relate to a lot of dental students at different schools. They're sharing similar experiences with you, even if they're in, you know, different parts of the country.
Sure.
So it's nice to build that sense of, like, you know, fellowship. You can network with your peers at different schools. as well as professionals on a higher level that you can start to cultivate relationships with.
Yeah, and you know, and you mentioned networking. I think that's one of the greatest things is because, you know, you said you're a D2. So yes, coming in, have you really had that much opportunity to network yet?
Yeah, so I'll say, especially with the help of like SDA, I've got to meet a lot of doctors. I think it's been a big thing for me. Yes, that networking has been very paramount. We do a lot of community service, but yes, networking has been very paramount for us working with Old North State Dental Society. That's they see us a lot. So
I'm so glad to hear it because it's so important, I feel like, to network while you're starting out because, you know, you're D2, come up all the way to your D4 year, because once you hit that D4 year, you're looking for the job.
Yeah.
You're looking for your community, what you want to do next, where you want to go. And that can start right at your D1 year.
I heard a quote from one of our medical school professors, not dental school, one of our medical school professors, but he says, you know, in undergrad and kind of even like high school and stuff like that is what can you regurgitate, but what can you spit back for like tests and stuff like that. At this point, we've already proved that we can do the schoolwork part.
Yes.
How can we take that schoolwork, apply it to clinical settings and then networking settings as well? How can we interact with patients?
Exactly.
Co-workers, other dentist professionals.
Because if you interact with patients, how do you do that? How do you speak to patients like that? Because you weren't just taught that, right? You weren't taught to be a doctor until now. Yep. So, that patient like relationship. So, got to learn all that. Okay, my last question. So, I know coming in as a D4, but I want you coming in as a D2. What are you most looking forward to for the clinical portion of your schoolwork?
I'm very much a hands-on person. I think if you get in dentistry, you have to be very hands-on. Yeah. It kind of drives us. We're very tactile people. So, I'm very excited to get in and kind of solve problems. We're always talking about in class, they're teaching us, health this, health that, health disparities. How can we fix these things? And after a while, you get burnt out in the book work.
Yes.
So, now being able to take those concepts we've learned and actually start healing people and be practitioners of our craft, I think it's the biggest thing I'm excited for.
Awesome.
To sit down beside that chair and provide some health.
Yes. Yes, and you're about, I mean, listen, you're about to be Dr. Kennedy, so.
Dr. Chioma.
Say it again.
One more time for those in the back. We're super excited. I'm so proud of you. This is a very, amazing achievement. What are you most looking forward to once you put on that white coat and become doctor?
Man, it's a very, privileged position to be in, especially, you know, the background I come from. I feel a strong sense of responsibility to deliver, the highest level of care I can.
Yeah.
And by doing that, I want to be able to, develop a skill set to where I'm as competent as a doctor I can be, to be able to translate that into my patient care. So I'm really looking forward to having that autonomy.
Yes.
Ready to get it going.
It's a big part of it. You know, put that dots around that. Put the respect on that name. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm so happy for you guys. Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you for having us.
We'll see you on campus soon.
Yep.
All right. You'll have fun at the rest of the conference, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us on Impactful Wisdom Podcast. Could you do me a favor and introduce yourself?
Yes, sir. My name is Danielle Salcido. I go to the Woody L. Hunt School of Dental Medicine in El Paso, Texas. Texas Tech. It's
nice.
Texas Tech University Health Science Center. I'm a D2, and my graduation year is 2026.
Excellent. So you've got to be excited. I think you're starting clinic. We've started clinic
D1 year.
Oh, you
really?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's a little backwards from some of the other schools we hear from.
You know, I got to tell you, for a hot second there, I was like, oh, man, did I get my years wrong?
I know,
but that's unique, right?
That's awesome. Okay, tell us, what did you love about, what are you loving in clinic?
Just the experience. We start off with screenings, comp exams, cleanings. We do stuff on each other, too. But if a patient comes in and they have an emergency, we could do the extraction. One of my classmates has done a root canal on number 12.
Wow.
And, fillings. I've done a few class ones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's phenomenal.
I love hearing that you're getting this much experience right from the get-go. Because it's always like, what are you looking forward to your D3 year or your D4 year?
Oh, I'm excited to get into clinic or excited to not be in a lab.
Meanwhile, she's over here talking about, I've been in clinic.
I've not been that.
I've been excited. It's exciting. Every time is different, yeah.
Well, question. Funny. So what made you join SMDA and what has your experience been like?
It's been really good. Sydney Fields is our president and she's great. Also, I like to be involved in school as much as I can. And my first year, I was a little hesitant on what to join because I didn't want to overload myself.
Sure.
But I like being a part of SNDA, and I like the fundraisers. I like the things that we do and the volunteering. And this is great also. This is my first time here.
I was going to ask if you had been.
No, sir.
So
this is my first time.
How's it going?
It's going well. I'm excited for the Shark Tank.
Yes,
I've the heard a Shark lot Tank. Of, yes.
Yeah, so I'm going to do that later today and the gala also.
Yep.
I'm excited to wear my little dress and look yes, like a everybody, princess.
Do you have a mask?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I think
I have an extra one for you, Brian. Always unprepared.
Really? She's if it wasn't for her, I don't know that I would be able to tie my shoes.
I'm useless. Don't know what he would do without me.
You know what I would do is not get so much shade thrown at me. That's what I would do.
Is it cold over there? Want to shine
you? You know what? It's a little chilly.
Danielle's warm. She's fine.
Oh, yeah.
Here, I'm going to pull a question out of our fun little jar.
Yeah, let's pull out a random question here.
Ooh, I pulled like
let's
a thousand.
Let's pull out three.
Okay. So why did you decide to attend this conference? And what are you, besides the gala, like what else are you looking forward to?
So I joined this conference just to network with people, meet people, learn new things as I have learned already. And for example, I'm about to go to expanding or clinical experience outside of the classroom.
Yep.
I'm excited about that. Okay. I'm at the Shark Tank, really, because we have to do a research for our third year, and I'm really excited to see what people bring.
I was going to ask, do you have a classmate that's involved at all? And I was chatting with some students from Tufts, and they were excited because one of their classmates was actually in the...
No, sir. No, I think next year, though, we will have our D3s that will be D4s.
Yep.
And then, next year we should have stuff. Maybe I'll do it next year.
I was going to say.
You should circle back and have you back on next year to talk about how you're going to win the competition. I heard it. We heard it here first.
You heard it here first. Yep. That's funny.
Okay, so also, I was going to ask one more question.
Yeah.
Why did you join? Why did you go into dentistry?
When I was 14, I had not a great experience with my orthodontist. We were like, he was kept saying I didn't brush my teeth, didn't floss, because my gums were super, super, inflamed, super swollen. But it wasn't like gingivitis, it wasn't nothing. So we ended up going to another orthodontist, and he suggested crown lengthening. And Dr. Lisa Wentz in Lubbock, Texas, did my crown lengthening when I was 14, and to this day, it's like life changing.
Yeah,
I'm a poster patient at her office. Also,
oh, really?
I went to shadow her 7 years later. So when I was 21, right before going into dental school, I decided to shadow her office, and she knew who I was, but I don't think she knew that I was so excited to go back and like see her. You know, so whenever one of the dental assistants was talking to a patient, I saw the poster of me in the drawer,
that's
and I
awesome.
Was like,
oh,
wait,
amazing.
Can you
that's
open me. That right quick? Yeah. Like, let me look at that again. And then she's like, is this you?
I was like, oh, I love my God.
That
for you.
That's
so
awesome.
She gave it to me. I took a picture with her. She hasn't changed a bit. And it was just like,
oh, that's,
I'm excited
that's,
to be the person on the other side. And like, I'm the one, I was the one in the chair. And and I'm just ready to help people.
Oh, that's such a cool story.
It really is.
Local celebrity.
I should have brought my poster. I should have brought it.
That's about it.
Well, thank you so much for joining the podcast, Danielle.
Thank you
for sharing your story.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, of course. I hope you have a great time at the rest of the afternoon in the conference this weekend.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Thank you all for joining the Impactful Wisdom Podcast today.
Thank you for having us.
anytime. Okay. Would you all please state your names, what school you go to, and then your graduation year?
Mm-hmm. I am Samantha. I go to VCU, and my graduation year is 2024.
I'm sorry, are we a D4?
Yes, we are.
D4, yes. Okay.
I'm JC. I also go to VCU, and I'm also graduating in 2024.
Oh, look at this, all these D4s. Oh, my gosh. Okay. How have the past few years been, and are you guys super excited to almost be done?
The past few years have been stressful, so yes, but exciting, and I'm ready to get into the workforce.
Okay, awesome, awesome.
Yeah, it's a large class load, so it's quite stressful. You're managing your time, but I am excited to be done. I'm excited to start my career.
Okay, awesome. So we're here for the SNDA convention, right? It's got a lot going on this weekend. What are your roles in SNDA at your school?
So I'm the president of SNDA at my school.
What? Madam President? Okay. Hi, girl. How you doing?
So currently, my role is a little bit looser, slightly vice president-elect.
Okay.
And then,
I hear slightly. Okay.
Slightly. And then also social chair.
Okay, awesome. Yes. So in your roles, kind of what does that entail? So as president, and then we'll come back to as social chair as well.
Yeah, so president is, we're just kind of basically managing a team. I like to operate like in a team status, basically, where everybody's doing whatever we can to help our club succeed. And so kind of just managing that, making sure we're all doing the things that we need to do day by day, kind of try to keep morale high and everyone motivated and still coming.
Okay, yeah. Awesome.
Well, my role. one is to get everybody together to have fun and to create community, and then also to be at the vice president's disposal to just help with all that she needs to get keep the run the club running smoothly. There we go. Those are the words I'm looking for.
Well, since you guys are D4s, you've been in SNDA for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. What was it like when you first joined SNDA, and why did you join?
Yeah, so I think for me, it was kind of like nerve-wracking at first. And that's just being, I think, a dental school at first was just such a big adjustment.
Yeah.
And I felt really comfortable in SNDA, where I could come and kind of like a safe haven of people that I knew and were getting to know and who had similar culture to what I did.
Yeah.
And it was really just about community and safety for me at that point.
Awesome.
Just like JC, SNDA was like huge for community for me. Yeah. It was nice to come back to a group of people that knew what I was going through and could help me throughout all the situations for dental school.
Sure. What has it been like for you all at the conference so far?
It's good so far. I'm enjoying it. I like there's so much to do, I feel like, at this point.
They keep you busy at the
end. You kind of bounce around from thing to thing. Yeah. So I like that we kind of get to choose what we want to be exposed to and what opportunities we have. So.
Okay. Yeah, very cool.
And it's cool meeting lots of new people from different schools and getting to hear their experiences and stuff like that.
I love that. Yeah, networking, the social aspect of it, just kind of getting to know people.
Yeah.
I think it's all kind of brings you together, which is what I've been loving hearing all the students talk about SNDA and the culture of it and the social aspect and just seeing people who like look like you, think like you, have similar ideas, and then you can go back to your dental school home and maintain friends with everybody. It's a great networking opportunity is what we've been hearing a lot. So I'd love to see you all here.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you all are D4, so I'm just going to pull a little plug in for y'all to come to the contract negotiation seminar today at 3:30.
Okay.
Because I'm one of the presenters. So plug myself right there. I hope to see you all there.
Yeah.
And then lastly, what are you guys most excited about for the rest of the conference?
I think the gala. I'm really excited about that.
Okay.
That sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a lot. Is this Scratch's first SNDA conference?
Yeah.
Okay, yes. So we were here last year, and it's the Rites of Passage Gala is like lit. If y'all were at the Welcome Social last night, just times 10. It is so much fun. So you guys are going to have such a great time.
Yes, I'm so excited.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you all for stopping by Impactful Wisdom.
You.
We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
You're so welcome, of course. See, it wasn't scary.
It wasn't scary at all.
Why are y'all sweating?
I think it was the mics. Yeah. I think it was the setup.
Okay, friends, thank you for joining the Impactful Wisdom Podcast. How's it going?
It's going pretty great.
Look at y'all nervous. Don't be nervous.
I agree. I'm having a great time so far.
Okay, good. Okay, well, would you all please introduce yourselves, tell us your name, what school you go to, and then what your year is.
My name is Ania Blake. I go to Howard University.
Shout out.
And I am class of 2025.
Awesome.
And my name is Lovelace Adani Shown. I'm also at Howard University and class of 2025 as well.
2025 puts y'all D3s, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, awesome. And I was, you know, shout out Howard. I said I am your campus recruiter for Howard.
Hey, yeah. You.
Yay. Represent. Okay, so being a D3, what are you guys most excited about? Like, what are you learning clinically? What do you guys love doing in school?
I'm really excited to get hands-on patient care started and to get more out of the classroom.
Okay.
I agree. I'm definitely seeing having the patient interaction, but I'm also a little nervous, but, you know, just
don't
comes with experience, but actually dealing with patients and doing what we have learned and actually put it into work. I just want to see what I can do.
You just want to see it happen. You just want to see what you've done. What you've learned over these past 2 years, right? Over the school books, and then like put it into actual fruition, right?
Exactly.
And you guys are going to be great. It's going to be, I assure you, it's going to be super fun, and it's all going to pay off. So, you guys are D3s. How long have you been at SNDA? The entire time?
Yes, since our D1 year.
Since your D1 year?
We've been enrolled in SNDA.
What made you all join SNDA?
Just the community that it offers, you know, for minorities, the sense of belonging as a dentist.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would piggyback off my friend Lovelace, but also going to the conferences and meeting people, not only at your school or local dental schools, but also worldwide, I would
like
say.
Like nationally? Yeah,
nationally.
Yeah, sure.
So I think it's actually pretty cool so far. This is my first one.
Is your first conference?
Yes.
Oh, well, same. First conference? Okay, yeah. Welcome to the 51st, you guys. We were here, we did last year was the 50th anniversary for the SNDA, so we did a big event. It was in Florida last year. That was my first SNDA conference, so I'm excited to be a part of it. SNDA has been very welcoming to Heartland, so we are just very excited that we can share this opportunity with you all and just kind of help however we can with you and at your schools as well. So I hope you all have a great time at the conference. What are you most looking forward to? Since it's your first one.
Probably the gala tomorrow night. We get to get dressed up, get all cute.
Same. Okay. But also like meeting people and, you know, making connections from all over the United States. So I actually... You're just around the same people all the time, so it's now nice to see how their school works and like how they think and what they want to do.
Sure.
That can also, you can take from what they say, so I like that.
We've heard from a lot of students that SNDA is so great because you can network with people, right, and learn from other people, like you just said. Yeah. So you can maybe meet somebody from another school across the country and like hear what their experience is and maybe apply that to what you're learning as well and maybe teach them something too and then hopefully have a new friend.
Exactly.
Because, you know, dental school is a lot, right?
It's
a grind, isn't it?
It is. And it's also nice that we're all, no offense, suffering together, but we all understand.
Not suffering together.
You know, making it through, but like if we're struggling, we all understand.
You understand that struggle, and you can like talk to people about that and really have that conversation. Like we're still going through the same thing, but you all understand it together.
Yes, and you're going to get through.
Community.
Yes, community.
Yeah,
big on community. We all need to lean on each other to get through.
So, people who are on the fence about joining SNDA, since you guys have been in it, what would you tell them if they're on the fence of like, I don't know if I want to join. I'm nervous. What would you tell them?
Don't be nervous. There's something for everyone, and everyone here is just so welcoming and so ready to, you know, understand where you're from, how you're doing. So don't be nervous. There's no negatives.
Okay, awesome.
I would say go for it. Just don't live with any regrets. If you're hesitant, just do it. And you never know.
You never know who you're going to meet.
Exactly. You can move forward in life and actually build a connection with. You never know.
Sure, sure. And I just have one final question for you guys. Why did you choose dentistry?
Well, I've always been interested in the health field, but dentistry is a way that you can really do hands-on work and artistry as well. So that for me was a big deal, being able to work with my hands and help patients at the same time.
Awesome.
I would say my dentist, she always made me feel very comfortable, explained everything to me, what was going on, that I know it's a stereotype that everyone is scared of the dentist.
Yeah.
I used to love going to the dentist, and then she told me, I had an interest, and when I was in the fourth grade, I was like, I want to be a dentist.
That's amazing.
And she loved it, so I would come in during the summers in like high school, just started looking around, seeing what I like, what I didn't like. And ever since then, I just fell in love with it. And
amazing.
I just also like helping people as well. And your smile is everything. So if you can help someone with their smile, it's just amazing.
Thank you all for sharing your stories. That's
Thank
amazing.
You.
Well, so note out there, don't be scared of the dentist, okay? Because
no,
like we got fabulous dentists right here. Okay,
exactly.
Well, you see nothing to be scared of, right?
No, not at all.
We're gonna take good care of you.
Exactly.
That's right. Well, thank you all for joining the podcast today. We appreciate your time and have fun at the rest of the conference.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you all for joining the Impactful Wisdom Podcast today. Don't be scared. Don't worry. Thank you guys for coming. So we're going to have you share your name, what school you're with, and then your grad year.
Okay, so hi, my name is Morgan Gray. I currently go to Howard University College of Dentistry, and I'm a third-year dental student, so I'm in the class of 2025.
Hi, everyone. My name is Sydney Tompkins. I'm also a student at Howard University College of Dentistry. I am a part of the class of 2025, so a D3.
Yay, D3s represent. I just got to give her a shout out because Morgan is my campus influencer at Howard.
Hey.
So explain, what does that mean?
So a campus influencer is the person who's basically the rep for Heartland, and I'll basically help Ashley put on events and share all the Heartland events and things of that nature to my classmates and everyone who attends my school.
She's a great ambassador. I just have to give her a little shout out because we've been working together. She brought me out to D.C. We had such a great time. Like, yes. It's been super, super fun. So thanks for joining the podcast and for bringing Sydney.
Yes.
Okay, so I know I saw you at the conference last year. Sydney, is this your first SNDA conference, or were you also there last year as
well? My first SNDA conference.
First SNDA conference?
Yes.
What do you think so far?
I think it is amazing. I think all of the people and the family and the community is something you can't get anywhere else. So it has been awesome.
Awesome. And what does SNDA mean to you guys? Why did you join SNDA?
To me, SNDA is the epitome of organized dentistry for people of color. So it's almost like you have the passion for dentistry, but you also have a family aspect as well. So you almost get more done because you feel more comfortable with everybody around you.
Sure.
To me, SNDA is definitely exactly what Sydney said. It's that family aspect of dentistry for minority health professionals. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a great place for all Black healthcare dentists to come together and really put their minds together and make an impact on the Black community and the minority community.
Amazing, amazing. SNDA is very lucky to have you both. So what have you guys really enjoyed about the conference so far? Since it's your first one, and is it your second one?
Second.
Yeah, okay. What have you guys enjoyed so far?
So far, we actually just came from a community service event with the National Dental Association. It was so impactful. We got to basically share oral healthcare hygiene tips to the underserved population. Amazing. It was the kids at, what was the community service called? It was
Milne's Center.
It was at Milne's Center with the summer camp. It was three age groups. Yeah. Yes, it was an amazing experience.
Littles, sharing dentistry with littles.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. Good. Get them to not be scared of dentists from this age, okay? Exactly.
They got to do restorations today. They got to be little dentists today.
Does
so they had a good
time.
You guys
just inspired the new generation of dentists?
Yes, we did. I really hope so. Yeah. They learned a lot. They learned how long you're supposed to brush your teeth, why it's important to brush your teeth, how you get cavities, how to prevent cavities, all that good stuff. So they're well educated.
Y'all teaching these people already. That's right. Get it. Okay, so D3 year, okay? What does that mean for you guys? So are we going to start clinical things? What are you most looking forward to? Tell me all the details.
Yeah, so D3 is definitely clinic year for us at Howard University College of Dentistry. For me, personally, I think it means stepping into my role as an actual healthcare provider. Sure. Instead of just having the book knowledge, I'm more responsible for my patients' overall health and well-being, so it's a higher sense of responsibility. So I'm really excited, but also really ready to get in there and to... Get in there.
Get in the mouth right there.
Basically. Right. So, everything Sydney said, of course. She's so well-spoken. This is one of my favorite classes.
I'm sorry, Sydney, have you done this before?
That's what I'm saying.
She's so nervous.
What? Yeah, but basically, I'm really excited because this is kind of what we really came to dental school for. This is what we've been preparing for the past couple years in undergrad, high school, and whenever we decided to become dentists. Mm-hmm. So, this is the most exciting time I feel in my educational path, where I'm actually getting to get hands-on experience and start getting patient care. I'm starting to learn how to build that patient-doctor relationship, as well as applying my knowledge that I've learned for the past couple years to a real-life experience. So it's definitely going to be different because everything's not textbook. Life's not textbook. Yeah. So we're going to have to learn how to just start applying things to real-life situations and experiences.
I'm so excited for you guys. It sounds like such a journey you've been on so far. Yes. You got your D3 year, then you got your D4 year, and then guess what? That's it. Y'all gonna have a doctor in front of your name.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about. Dr. Sydney, Dr. Morgan, y'all ready?
Too ready, been ready.
Ready.
You're right about to be over with and done with.
Stay ready so you don't gotta get ready.
I love that. No, we're just gonna end right there with that. That was perfect. Well said. Well, thank you, ladies, for joining us on Impactful Wisdom today. I cannot wait to see y'all on campus this semester, okay?
Yes, thank you for having us. Thank you.
You can listen to new episodes of the Impactful Wisdom Podcast when you subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform. Dental students, do you want to be the hero of your dental class? Well, you can register to win a free lunch for your entire class, sponsored by us, the Impactful Wisdom Podcast and Heartland Dental. Then listen to Impactful Wisdom to see if you've won. Winners are going to be selected and announced every month. Good luck.